It's a writing challenge. No fooling. It's April Fool's Day, and the Write Focus is covering a writing challenge by Remy Black. Reporting daily on the challenge throughout April turned into 30 blogs, and Remy Black turned those blogs into Write a Book in a Month. I set the challenge for myself to write a novella in 30 days, from first ideas to rough draft and working draft. Then, over 10 extra days would be revisions, proofreading rounds, and correction rounds, followed by formatting, then publishing. I didn't make it in 30 days of writing, but I made it in 40 days, and writing daily challenged me to come out of the winter doldrums. In addition to the novella and the blogs, I maintained usual posts and promotions. All in all, about 60,000 words in 1 month. No wonder I needed 5 days before and 5 days after. So, this month of April, I'm reporting on that past challenge. We have the check-in, what I was thinking about the challenge, and the process of writing, and the inspiration I used at the beginning and end of each writing session. Today's April 1, no fooling, and we're at the project stage of sketching ideas. At the start of today's session, I already had 5,700 words. I'll talk about that in a bit. Today's word count is 200 words, giving me a total word count of 5,920. My goal is 33,000 words. In addition to a day-by-day account of my writing time, along with method and focus, as well as everything that interferes and distracts from the goal, sometimes I will have a lot to say, and some days, not so much. My goal is 1,000 words per working day, with 5,000 words as the weekly goal. I want to write for 30 straight days, then proof plus for 10, and publish on the 10th day. How did I arrive at this daily and weekly word count as my goal? The four B's. 1. Be realistic. Don't push for what I wish, but for what I can do. 2. Be time aware. Use writing time wisely. Find places in the day to achieve the goal. 3. Be devoted. Stick to one fiction project. Keep focused throughout the day on achieving the daily goal. 4. Be specific. Know what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, why, and how. The four B's are today's lesson 1. Realistic goals are key. I spent the first 3 months of this year working on 3 projects for a different pseudonym. In January, I completed a 96,000 word book started last May. I struggled with that book. It went nowhere. All June, July, until the end of August, when I added a new primary character, then the book started working out. On February 28, I published a 60,000 word book. I didn't burn through that book. I had also done some preliminary work from the previous summer when I started after publishing the January book. March saw the publication of a slow build nonfiction project, something I worked on when traveling or in 15-minute blocks of time. Now, usually I have at least 2 other writing projects going on, so I wasn't focusing on one single project, and that was a mistake because it extended the time that I was taking to get through a single project, and also it put me out of that story. So I always had to start up by going back into the story mindset. Burning through creative projects can quickly burn me out. I'm tackling a 3rd fiction project at the same time that I write these 30 nonfiction blogs. So I'm pushing for 1,000 words per day. I will achieve more words per day than 1,000, but I'm not counting the words per day for these blogs. Why did I pick 5,000 words per week? I jumbled up business and creativity. No fooling. Whenever writers start a project, they need to have very good creative and business reasons. Business and creativity are odd companions for writers. We need the business. We thrive on the creativity. We have to learn to work with both together. If you haven't yet done so, you need to create a business plan for yourself, projecting from where you are now to where you want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 or 20 years from now. That's lesson 2 for today. Figure out your vision, the image of where you want your business to be in 5 years. That's the first step of the business plan. You can have in mind the 10 and 15 and 20 year things, but those should not be set in stone. The 5 years should be for what you're really pushing for. Next, mission, the niche filled with your writing, the focus that will make your writing different from other writers of similar stories. Objectives come next, concrete goals that prove you are fulfilling your vision. Break your objectives into strategies, specific methods to help you achieve each concrete goal. And finally, plan. Pull out a calendar and start drafting your seasonal, monthly, and weekly plans that will complete each strategy and goal. So, what did I do today? I didn't plan to write at all. No fooling. Even though it's April Fool's Day, I planned to take the day off because I only took one day for myself during the entire month of March. Remember what I said earlier? Burning through projects can quickly burn you out. I self-published a book in January, a second in February, and a third in March. I had other writing projects going, but for April, I decided to set those other projects aside and focus on only one. Today, I ran errands, I cooked, I cleaned, I played some games on my phone. But the work that I accomplished last week on writing and publishing called me back to the desk. Also, I had thought up several ideas for this upcoming work. So in extremely rough form, across 10 index cards, I sketched out several ideas. I tinkered with this story a little bit last summer when things weren't going well with a 96,000 word opus that I struggled with over 6 months. I had about 5,700 words written, the opening chapter and its problem in extremely rough form that had to be broken apart, fleshed out, and finalized. I achieved those 5,700 words over several weeks, touching here and there when things were just not going with the other work. That's lesson 3. If you have several ideas flood over you, scribble them down. You don't need to write them neatly. They just have to be readable. They don't even have to be organized. Those 5,700 words, some of it's not organized. I know that today I wrote more than 20 words per index card, but a conservative estimate of words per day is 200. That's what I'm recording. That's what I'm telling you. No fooling. What was my inspiration at the start of my writing session? It comes from Toni Morrison. She says, "I wrote my first novel because I wanted to read it." How did I end today's writing session? This comes from Louis L'Amour. Start writing no matter what. The water does not flow until the faucet is turned on. Thank you for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk through out April daily. We're bookcasting. The information for today's episode comes from the inspirational writing guidebook, Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, book 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, both copyright 2020. Now that today's episode is over, we have to write on.